Setup, track 10. Some businesses are able to weather difficult times and some are not. If a recession hits your business, you'll need to be able to carry the expenses with little to no income coming in, possibly even losses if you've significant overhead. Often, once a business is established, it can save for these difficult times. In the startup phase, however, if your timing is poor, and that's not always a fault of your own. I mean, you can do all the research you want and things can happen overnight that change the business environment completely. So if your timing's poor, then you may never recoup your time and or money invested. If it looks like the timing to start your new business isn't good, then you may need to change your business or modify the concept to make it fit the current economic situation in your location. Opportunities abound. There are certainly markets not being served, just waiting for the right person to come along and make a fortune. Not a day goes by where I don't see at least one business opportunity. You may be working on one of those ideas right now. Just keep your eyes open. Overcoming the barriers of entry. It sounds like a big term, but it's not so tough to understand. Every business will have a certain degree of difficulty during the startup and growth phase. Some businesses will require a special education to get into, and others may require both a special education and a lot of money. It's generally thought, and I believe it to be generally accurate, that the higher the barrier to entry, the more potential to profit big, and conversely, the more potential to lose big. This is exactly why, for example, in the lawn maintenance industry, of which I was a part of for 7 years early in my entrepreneurial career, it's often harder to earn a high income than it would be in, say, that of golf course development. The lawn maintenance industry requires very little money to start and no formal education whatsoever. Golf course development, on the other hand, requires years of education, credibility, contacts, and certainly loads of money. This is one reason why you hear the term the rich get richer. It's because, in large part, they've already passed the barriers to entry. They have money and contacts, certainly two of the biggest hurdles to start a business or making a profit. They have power and influence because they have this money. So for the rich, they often don't even have to risk a lot of money. They can make some calls to see what need there might be for a certain business, and if it's worth doing, only then do they have to risk buying equipment to get it started or hiring the right people to get it started. They often play calculated, low-risk games. Interestingly, this is also why it's important to think like the wealthy. They play at a different level. You can too, you just have to start on a smaller ball field and work your way up. The audio should end now. Work through section Q7.